The union is the Greater Detroit Association of Emergency Physicians. They represent doctors, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, all in the emergency department at Ascension St. John. And they have been talking for months about 15-hour wait times in the ER, understaffing, and terrible working conditions. They feel there has been no change, no movement in a contract. So today, they will walk off the job at 2 o'clock. What does that mean for patients at St. John? Let's ask Casey Culp, emergency room physician assistant at Ascension St. John Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
First, let's do the background of how we got here. What are the conditions there?
So conditions are frustrating is the best word for it. We are short-staffed, is to say the least, and an understatement. We have a nursing shortage, a transporter shortage, lab shortage. And when you put these shortages at the forefront of the problem, patients suffer. Last night we had one zone completely closed, which, you know, knocks out 15 beds, which in turn puts 15 extra patients in the waiting room, times that by several hours. And, you know, as of 5 a.m. this morning, we had 30 patients in the waiting room, and 11 of them have already been waiting over 10 hours.
Oh my goodness, that is so long.
Yeah.
And this is not with the hospital. You are trying to negotiate with Team Health, a private Tennessee-based physicians and hospital management company that took over, and then you say the conditions worsened.
Correct. Yeah. You know, when you have, you know, private equity companies, and which are essentially staffing companies, they provide the bodies to the hospital at marginal cost. So when you cut corners elsewhere, patient care suffers.
So there are other unions involved as well, right? You have some allies in this.
We do. We've had some local unions. The American Federation for Teachers has come out. One of the nursing unions have helped support us. More than anything is we fight for the same cause. We fight to put patients over profit, that no patient should have to wait 15, 16, 17 hours in a waiting room, in pain, scared, just to receive basic care.
Casey, when this strike was originally threatened, I believe your side said, look, this is just going to be a one-day informational type of affair. And there would be some of our audience that say, well, if you got somebody waiting in the waiting room now that it's been there 10 hours, aren't they going to be waiting longer when you guys walk off the job? How are you going to navigate that? Because they may see some hypocrisy there.
So our emergency room will stay absolutely fully staffed.
Okay.
There'll be absolutely no disruption of care. We will remain open as a state-of-the-art level one trauma center. We have been and will continue to be the forefront of emergency medicine in Michigan and throughout the U.S.
How do you do that, though?
How do we do that? Well, we do the best we can right now. And the best way to do that is to give us the resources we need to continue to do that.
I think he meant, like, how do you walk off and continue to provide that state-of-the-art care?
So we have other physicians at other facilities that, you know, will be brought in to cover the needs. You know, nursing staff will not suffer. You know, we've always encouraged, you know, if you're not union, you show up. So there are physicians to work, but the ones who are union and are fighting for our patients are the ones who will be striking today.
How do you move the needle then? If the hospital's still going to be staffed, how do you say to Team Health, this, we mean business?
So obviously through media coverage, through solidarity and other unions, we've had Senator Peters, who has been a fantastic advocate for us from the Committee of Homeland Security and Government Affairs, look into the issues at Team Health and open an active investigation into Team Health and the practice of corporate medicine. So getting the attention of people who bear more weight to say, hey, Team Health, this is a problem, not just for your employees, not just for your community, but for Homeland Security on a grand scheme. Because if you can't staff a hospital, if you have physicians who are burned out, if you have patients that are waiting for 10 hours, God forbid you have a mass casualty, and then what?
And how has it been as far as keeping the public informed through all of this? I know it's media, today, and you guys do the walkout today, but before this, last month, last week, how did you keep the public informed of what was going on?
So we have a website, saveouremergencyroom.com, that truly seeks to educate people about what is actually going on in our emergency room at St. John Maras. Anyone can go on the website, they can sign our petition and agree with us and say, hey, we see this is a problem, and there is power in numbers. The more people in the community that are aware, the more politicians that are aware, any representative that's aware, and anyone who is willing to advocate, not just for the patients, but it's about advocating for yourself at the end of the day. So sign the petition on our website.
Casey Culp, emergency room physician assistant at Ascension St. John Hospital. Good luck in your cause as you walk out today at 2 p.m.